you serve a mighty God. I'm preaching about with God all things are possible, right? So we're going to sing it like we believe that with God all things are possible. What a mighty God we serve. Even the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Give him a bit faster. What a mighty God we serve.
That you have given us. We bless.
When we read the book of Matthew and Luke, we have an understanding of what took place that time. And so I'm going to touch on it, but the title of my sermon this morning is With God Somebody help me. Hallelujah. And so this is what the angel said to Mary. As we read from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 26 and 37, if you have your Bibles, it would be good if you could turn with me. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. He was of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. And blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Then Mary said to the angel, "Well, how can this be, since I do not know a man?" And then the angel answered and said to her, "This is what's going to happen, Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you." Somebody say overshadow. "Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." I feel it in my bones this morning, this word. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." I want you to turn to your neighbor and really declare, "With God, nothing is impossible." Come on, do it for me this morning. Yeah, say it like you mean it. With God, nothing is impossible. I've heard countless stories of women who were born without a womb conceive to the human intellect and understanding, that is impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. I want you to focus on something that is troubling you this morning. I want you to focus on something that is taking up your mind space, and it looks like it's not going to happen. I come to declare today that with God, I'm not talking about man, but with God, all things are possible. Somebody say it again. Come on. Something's going to happen. Say it again. With God. Say it to your neighbor. With God. Does anybody believe that? Does anybody believe that? thank you, Jesus. And the key is here. It's with God, right? So You know, if you're thinking about doing it with your friend, your wife or your husband or your children, it's not going to happen. But when you put God in the mix, it will happen. Yes, thank you, Lord. You see, from a human standpoint, there are some things that are not humanly possible. Even with the greatest brains and science and research, there are some things that just cannot be fathomed. And the conception of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can you imagine this? In the womb of a young lady is just one of those. It's far beyond our imagination or our intellect. If there is somebody in this room that can tell me how it is done, I will give you all my assets. We cannot fathom it. It's too much for us. It's far beyond our understanding that this God, this big God, could come and dwell in the womb of a young woman. Amazing God. If he can do that, this is the thing that blows my mind, you see. If God can do that, he can do anything. All things, my sister, all things with God are possible. I want to build your faith this morning. I want to build your faith this morning because there are some mountains. I know there are some mountains here that needs to be removed. But I have come to tell you this carol service that with God, all things are possible. I can talk like this because I have seen it. I have experienced it. If you've never experienced it, you cannot talk it. But I can talk it this morning because I have experienced it. With God, all things. How could this big and awesome God, this omnipresent God who is everywhere, who sits on the circle of the earth, he says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Could make himself so small that he could descend and dwell in the womb of a young woman. Somebody explain that to me. And so I want to investigate this miraculous event just a little, the conception and birth of Jesus Christ. But keep in the back of your mind that with God, God is going to do something this morning. With God, all things are possible. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, and also Matthew, chapter 1, we are told of this well-known story of how Jesus came to earth to be born of a virgin by the name of Mary. Personally, I like Luke's account because Luke goes into detail. I don't know if it's because he's a doctor and doctors supposed to be detailed. But when you read in the Gospel of Luke, he goes into detail. He tells us that Mary was betrothed to Joseph, which in today's context means in a way they were engaged. However, it's important for us to understand the Jewish custom of the time. Because you'll read in the Bible that the Bible says that Joseph took his wife. But get this understanding. There are three stages to a Jewish wedding of the day. First, we have the engagement. And then you will have the betrothal. Oh, get my teeth in. Betrothal. And then the marriage. The engagement, which is the first thing. The fathers will meet together and they will agree. Yes, I want my son. Yes, I want my daughter. We want them to come together This is what we agreed on. They may shake hands, and that is the engagement. That is it. And then you have the betrothal. The betrothal is a ceremony where mutual promises are made. When a couple is betrothed, they're under obligation of faithfulness, and you will require a divorce to break a betrothal. So Joseph and Mary were at that stage. And then after they've been betrothed, a year later, the bridegroom will turn up at an unexpected time, and he'll come for his bride and they will get married. So we understand from the story that we have read that Mary and Joseph was at the second stage. They were betrothed to be married. And so the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, was sent by God. It's interesting when you read the scriptures, because when God wants an important announcement to be made, he always sends Gabriel. Gabriel, I believe he's an archangel, but the Bible doesn't tell us. But he stands in the presence of God. Wouldn't you like to stand in the presence of God? He stands in the presence of God. And we read in the book of Luke that he was sent to Mary's cousin to announce the birth of John the Baptist. He interprets the dream of Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, verses 21 to 27. So when Mary was told this by the angel, that she would carry in her womb the Lord Jesus Christ, she said to the angel, "How can this be possible?" If I was in Mary's shoes, I would ask the same thing. An angel appears to me and says, you're going to carry the Son of God in your womb. I'm going to say, I would say I don't believe it. But Mary says, how could this be possible? Because from where I'm standing, angel, I'm a virgin. I have never been with a man. I have never been involved in sexual relations. So from what you are saying, I believe in God, but I cannot understand how this is going to happen. And you can understand Mary. She's only 13 or 14 years old. She has never seen a miracle like you and I. Jesus had not yet come, and therefore she would not have seen any miracles. She didn't know about water being turned into wine. She didn't see any blind eyes opened. She didn't know about the dead being raised. She didn't know about demons cast out. She may have read about miracles that happened in the Old Testament, but surely she had never experienced one there in the New. And so she asks, how is this gonna happen? Luke chapter 1:35. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I love that word, overshadow. Overshadow is like a covering. It's like a hovering. What God was saying is that I'm going to hang around for a little while until something happens. You see, when God hovers over you, when he overshadows you, a miracle happens. My prayer is that God, we will experience and know the overshadowing of God, the Holy Spirit. when he overshadows you, when he hovers over you, there is creation. You see, you've got to understand that this is a God that creates something out of nothing. This is who he is. You don't even need to put something in front of him and say, make that better. But he makes something out of nothing. That's the God who he is. With God, all things are possible. Get it in your experience now. You see, the last time God overshadowed something, the last time he hovered over something was right there in the beginning. Things seem to be happening in the beginning. We're at the beginning of the New Testament, and here God is hovering over Mary. The last time I read that God overshadowed or hovered over something was in the book of Genesis, when the Bible tells us that the earth was without form and without void. In other words, nothing existed, but the Holy Spirit hovered over, overshadowed the deep, and he said, let there be, and there was. You need to get this in your experience, saints. You're going to leave here today with an impossible situation made possible, because God is going to hover over your situation. Something is about to happen. God is getting ready. He's getting ready to hover over your situation. I know, because I speak to God, and I know that there are some impossible situations here. You look at it and you say, I don't know if it's going to happen. But God says, wait, it's at the beginning. I'm going to move in your situation. I'm going to hover. I'm going to overshadow and look and see what I will create. He is a created God. He creates something out of nothing. What have you got to give? You might say, God, I haven't got anything. I am nothing, Lord. I can do nothing. I've got nothing. I have come to tell you today that you are somebody in God. You are somebody, because you know what happens when God the Holy Spirit overshadows you. You become somebody of greatness. Somebody of greatness. In this church, sitting on these green chairs, are people who are great. Great people. You don't believe it, just some of you believe it. Watch and see as you allow God to overshadow you, to hover over you. See what he will do with you. The Holy Spirit hovered over the waters, and God spoke, and he said, let there be, and there was. As I was speaking to God about this, the Lord was showing me January, and God says, January is the beginning of a new year, just like he was at the beginning in Genesis. God says, as we turn this month of December and we move into this new year of 2019, God says it is the beginning of new things. And he's saying he's getting ready to hover over your situations. God says 2019, as you allow him, will not be the same, because he says his Holy Spirit is getting ready. Somebody can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I know you can feel it. And God says, as you step in to the new year of 2019, God said by his Holy Spirit, he's going to hover over situations that pertains to you. And God says, this year of 2019, you will begin to see the miraculous. That is a word from the Lord. That, you know, saints, we ought to believe it. You ought to get yourself ready for what God is about to do. With God, Nothing is impossible. Turn to your neighbor and say it again. With God. Hallelujah. And the angel said to her, for this very reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. You see, the doctrine of the virgin birth is precious to believers because it establishes the divinity of Jesus Christ, that he is God. And the fact that Jesus was born of Mary shows his humanity. Most people would agree that Jesus was fully human. And survey has shown that 82% of people believe that when Jesus was on earth, he was as much a human being as they are. And people are happy to accept Jesus' humanity, but they have questions when it comes to acknowledging his divinity. I know for some people, it's just too much. You cannot get your head around it. God being human and yet defined God and man. You see, most Jews will believe that he was a great teacher, but they would deny that he is the Messiah. And that's the problem they have today. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come. But the Messiah has already come. The Muslims believe that he was born of a virgin. And that's very good. He was a brilliant teacher, a great prophet. He was an apostle and a miracle worker. But they deny that he is Lord. Jesus 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 is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I want the devil to hear. I want the demons to hear. I want sicknesses to hear. I want trouble to hear. I want the whole world to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if he's not Lord, then he's not Lord at all. But today I declare in the name of Jesus that he is Lord. The demon's going to have to confess. The devil's going to have to confess it. They're confessing it even now. I don't know about you, but I know that sicknesses talk. They do. They talk. They talk. They talk. They have a voice. They have an ear. And I've come to tell every sickness in this place. I love it because I know that with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. I'm hearing stories after stories of God moving miraculously all over the world. Saints, this gets me excited because I know that with God, there is nothing that he cannot do. Some of you need to begin to start believing it. Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood, she knew. She knew that with Jesus, all things were possible with him. And she said, if I could only push through this crowd, and if I could, by faith, just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. All we need is a little bit of faith in the church today. A little bit. Just Jesus, the Bible says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Has anybody seen a mustard seed? You shall say to this mountain, be gone, and it shall move. Are there any unmovable situations in your life right now? I just feel and sense the anointing of the Spirit right now, because there are some mountains in your life that is about to be moved. Hallelujah. If you've got a mountain in your life, just raise your hands. Just raise your hands right now. Ra, soto, kete. You're going to believe God right now. If you're sick in your body, just raise it. If you believe in God for that impossible, when I say impossible situations, the doctors cannot help you. The doctors cannot help you. Your friends and your neighbors cannot help you. As you raise them high right now, watch and see what Jesus is about to do. He's about to deposit presence upon you. At this time of giving and receiving, in the name of Jesus, I release, oh God, miracles in this house. Miracles in this house. To every hand that is raised, in the name of Jesus, I stand as a prophet in this house, and I declare, according to your word, God, you said, is possible. Now, God, hover. Hover, Holy Spirit. Hover over situations now. Hover over situations now. Overshadow situations. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those who have their hands raised, give God a mighty clap of praise. Come on. You see, the Hindus believe that he was a wise teacher. Sure he was. They believe that he was a holy man. And sure he was. But they would place Jesus among all their other gods. I have seen it. I've experienced it. I went into somebody's house and they had all the gods lined up on the wall. But I come to tell somebody today, there is only one true and living God. There is no other God like our God. There is no other God like our God. He is your healer, your deliverer, your savior. He is your Prince of Peace. He is the mighty God. He is the living one today. The Sikhs believe that Jesus cannot be God because God is not born and he does not die. The Mormons, does anybody know the Mormons? Mormons, yeah. They believe that Jesus is a God. But that any human can also become a God. I think they're a bit confused. We don't become gods, but we carry God. That is the difference. Last week I spoke about carrying the presence of God. The Bible tells us that God lives inside of us. So everywhere we go, everything we touch, it's like God touching. Yeah, your experience, which seems impossible, touch it. Touch it. It will be like God touching it. Speak to it. Declare in the name of Jesus, this impossible situation, God, shall be made possible because you are inside of me. You see, as long as they believe what they believe, there is no power in that. You see, the devil will be happy for you to believe that Jesus is just an apostle or just a prophet. Or just a priest, or just a king, or just an ordinary man, or just a miracle worker. But I have come to let you know, principalities and powers know that he is the true and living, all-powerful God. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the fact that Mary was a virgin when she gave birth shows Jesus' divinity. And because Mary was a virgin, it was medically impossible, medically impossible for Jesus to have an earthly father. The only possible explanation is what I've read before by Dr. Luke. Luke 1:35. The angel spoke to Mary. The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. See, John, and I love John's writing as well, because John declares who Jesus is. He writes from that perspective. John did not write about the virgin's birth, but instead he began his gospel in eternity. Rather than when Jesus arrived on earth, he wrote in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word. Through Him, all things were made. That gives me comfort. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Can you see that? In Him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. Make no mistake about it. When Jesus was born, the eternal Logos, the Word of God Himself, He broke through eternity into time, blending the writing of John and Luke together. It is right then to conclude that Jesus, the eternal Logos, was born of a virgin. He was fully God and yet fully man. As God, Jesus possesses all power. Near the end of his life on earth, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28, 18. And that same power is what brought him to earth. Can you see that? The virgin birth displayed the power of God in Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus Christ was not accomplished through the normal human process. It came about by the power of God. And that's why the angel of the Lord said to Mary in Luke chapter 1, 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. I don't know what state you find yourself, but I am charged up. I've got to tell you, especially these last days, because I know without a doubt who I serve and who is in control. I know that without a doubt. You see, once you know that, life becomes easy. People say to me, oh, the Christian life is so hard. It's so hard. I don't know if I can bear it, can take it any longer. But I tell you, saints, once you know who God is, there is nothing that He cannot do for you. That's why I'm the way I am. Call me height. Call me excited. But I know God. I know Him. I have experienced Him. You see, if you've never experienced God, you cannot talk like I can. But I've experienced Him. I've seen the blind eyes open. When I say, God, in the name of Jesus, open these blind eyes. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen the crippled walk. I've seen miracles after miracles. That's why I can stand up here today and say that with God, nothing is impossible. I'm sorry, but that's why I get excited. There are things in your life that confuse your mind. They're getting you down. You find it trouble to rise above them. You're going into depression because of the situation that you are in. I'm speaking to somebody this morning. You're getting into depression. But then I come to tell you today that God says, whoever you are, your depression must bow. I know. God is showing me. There are some people in here, you see. Yeah, you want the purge. Some of you even thought to yourself, is it worth living? I come to tell you, in the name of Jesus, he says that you shall have life and that you shall have it more abundantly. That means that you can from today begin to live a life that is victorious because you serve a risen Christ. We've got, it's the same power. It's the same power that dwells in you. That brought Jesus. The same power that brought Jesus, this massive, awesome God, to become minuscule and dwell within the womb of a young lady. It is the same power that turned water into wine. It is the same power that healed the sick. It is the same power that raises the dead. Nothing is impossible with God. Oh, it's the same power that saves souls. The power of the Most High. And if that power in the Spirit of God dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. If the Spirit dwells in you. I know that there are some Spirit-filled people in here. And I know right now that God is hovering over some people. I know right now there is an overshadowing. You see, Peter, after the day of Pentecost, in chapter 3 of Acts, he was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. That even as he walked along the road, they laid the sick in the road, and as his shadow overshadowed the people, they were healed. Saints, God wants you to get in your innermost being to know who he is. He is your deliverer. That's what Jesus means. He is the deliverer. That's what his name means. He is the Savior. There is nothing that my God cannot do. There's nothing that he cannot do. You're about to conceive a miracle in your innermost situation. If you can believe God for a moment, he's about to do it. But it requires faith, people in this house. There are some things that seem unmovable in your situation. God, right now, is about to move them. Miracles are about to happen. I could stay here all day and tell you miracles after miracles that God has done. Today, I want you to experience it for yourself. Please be upstanding. Can I have the keyboard player? See, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, he also told her of another miraculous birth. I want to declare even now that those wombs that are closed and it seemed impossible for you to conceive, I stand now with the authority that God has given me, and I declare in the name of Jesus that womb be opened now.
Amen.
Womb be opened now.
Amen.
You're going to have to believe it. Kotorabasiti. In the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. The Lord also told me, 2019 is going to be a year when he hovers and overshadows business. There's going to be an overshadowing in your business. When God overshadows your business, out of it are going to come creative ideas. Creative ideas. God says, even that thing that you had put away on the shelf, God says, resurrect it. God says, allow me to hover over it and see what happens. Hey! In Luke chapter 1, 36-37, the Bible says, and behold, even your relative, Elizabeth, has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God. Somebody shout it in this place. Come on. It is right there. Here is the miracle. The sex of the baby was revealed even without a scan. It's a boy. She was old beyond a child bearing age, but with God, all things are possible. She was barren, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Rasutumayak. Yete kera babas. Kora bababa. Please raise your hands all over this place. Just raise them high. Don't be ashamed or afraid. Raise them high. God is about to do something miraculous now. God is about to do something miraculous in the name of Jesus. Every hand that is raised, God, I declare over these people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in this house, I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, creative ideas will come forth in Jesus' name. Lord, overshadow, overshadow, hover over these people, God, as they raise their hands right now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing people excelling in business in here. I'm seeing it. In the name of Jesus, I declare bodies be healed. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Every cancer in this house, bow at the name of Jesus. Every high blood pressure, I command you, get down. Every high blood pressure, come down, come down. Every low blood pressure, I need to rise, stabilize, be normalized. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with, I command every pain in this place to go. Every pain in everybody to go right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be a mass healing in this house, God. In the name of Jesus. For with you, Lord, nothing shall be impossible. Somebody shout that, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Come on. God is going to do it right now. Yadavasotura. For with God. Somebody say that to me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Please say one more time. For with God, nothing. 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 Nothing shall be impossible. Now give Jesus a cup of praise like he deserves. Like he deserves. Like he deserves. Thank you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I seal everything that that you've done, Lord. Every miracle I seal with your blood right now. The blood of Jesus is upon you, is upon your ideas, is upon your household, is upon you, is upon your body. The blood of Jesus seals every miracle in this house. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you for being out there. I wonder in this atmosphere, you know what? I didn't preach a gospel message today. In our Wednesday service, all we do is pray and we see people being saved because of the presence of God. I want to tell you something, that God is right here today. And if there is anybody in here want to know Jesus, like I know him, you just raise your hands. If you want to come to Jesus right now, if you want to accept him as Lord and Savior, just raise your hands and I will lead you to Jesus. Is there anybody? While every head is bowed.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
Do you know the words?